House Speaker John Boehner ready to appoint conferees for a House Senate Farm Bill conference. It looks like there'll be a couple of instructions, though, that'll be debated by the House and voted on the House on Saturday in regards to instructions to the conferees. Congressman Frank Lucas, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, appearing before the House Rules Committee on Friday afternoon, talking about one of those particular set of instructions regarding crop insurance. Chairman Lucas tried to explain the issue of crop insurance and why you don't want to limit the pool of those eligible to participate in crop insurance. You want everybody in the pool to lower the cost for all concerned.
The question comes down essentially to who should be allowed to participate in federal crop insurance and who shouldn't. And if your income level is above a certain level, then the amount of help you would get from the federal government would be reduced. Now, on first blush, that seems like a very populist sort of a perspective. But bear in mind that the federal crop insurance programs are like any other form of insurance. They're about creating a risk pool, as many people participating as possible, paying premiums into that, spreading out the potential risk, and then when there is a problem or a disaster, allowing the whole pool, in effect, to absorb that portion of the loss, just like life insurance. Just like any other kind of insurance. I have concerns on the one hand about language that would restrict participation in the program because then it shrinks the pool. It just shrinks the pool and runs the risk of impacting what the cost will be later and how efficient the programs will be. I can tell you that the other body has language that deals with studies that would give the secretary flexibility not to make the changes if it's determined that their version of this sort of language would detrimentally impact the whole crop insurance program. That's not necessarily in this language. But I would also tell you from one other perspective, if a farm bill is about raising food, if it's making sure we have enough to eat and we have enough fiber, then the resources should go to the people who raise the food and fiber, who deliver that product. Picking winners and choosers amongst who should be participating, stepping away from the concept of encouraging production and taking a perspective of deciding who gets to be involved in farming, I have a little problem with that too. But the main issue is this question about how you impact the insurance pool.
One of the members of the Rules Committee, not totally satisfied with that explanation, wanted to drill a little bit deeper into this idea of who gets a subsidy regarding crop insurance premiums.
My recollection was, as yours is, that we voted on some income limitations on direct payments and other things. I don't remember the insurance piece in particular from last time around. But this, talking about who's involved in the pool, this instruction does not limit who can be involved in the pool. This instruction simply limits the taxpayer subsidy of premiums of people involved.
But when you limit the subsidy, when you limit making the use of the product viable, you are in effect causing people to make decisions not to participate. The thing that I alluded to earlier that causes me some concern is that there's no flexibility if we determine that this language actually will be detrimental to the insurance pool. At least in the Senate language, as I understand it, there's an escape valve that if the study determines this is detrimental, the secretary can, in effect, prevent the action from taking place. This sense would, in effect, say, this is it, do it. I would simply say to all my colleagues, whether it's this issue or many others, when I get to conference, with the diversity of language in the nutrition title, the diversity of language in the commodity title, I'd hope my friends would give me as much flexibility as they could in order to work my way from the corners that everyone seems to be in back to some common central point. But the body will decide whatever this committee allows them to consider.
The sense of Congress resolution that the House will be considering basically would instruct the House conferees to go after that AGI limitation of $750,000 or higher, would not get as big a subsidy regarding crop insurance premiums. It would basically jack up their premiums 40%, probably drive those higher income producers out of the crop insurance program. Now, that particular suggestion is non-binding to the House Ag conferees, but it will be voted on by the House, looks like, on Saturday. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.